WYXR 91.7 FM is Record Swap Saturday. I'm just, listen, first of all, spending too much money, as people do when it's Record Swap Saturday, but also having so much fun. I got some friends in the studio today. Friends,
what up?
Hey, hey.
Y'all are the Memphis Punk Archive.
We are.
Which is more than just a t-shirt that I've been wearing around for quite a while now. Tell us about the Memphis Punk Archive. First of all, introduce yourselves by name, because your mom didn't name y'all that.
I'm Dan Drinkard.
I'm Drew Ryan.
And what's the Memphis Punk Archive?
I'll let you fill them in.
The Memphis Punk Archive is a volunteer effort aiming to digitally archive the punk and hardcore, emo and DIY underground music scene from the early internet and pre-internet era.
Memphis, specifically.
Yeah. In the Mid-South.
How's that been going? That sounds like a fun effort.
It is. I mean, it's a labor of love. We've uncovered some things that I, you know, personally were before we were involved in the scene in the early 2000s, late 90s, and some really cool stuff that I think was kind of lost, you know, that there was nowhere on the internet to hear it. And so, you know, other than digging through some crates at Goner or Shangri-La, like, you're not going to find it for the most part. And some of the things that we've found and put on the archive, we've had to buy them on like Discogs or whatever, you know. It's like they're just hard to find 7 inches and things like that. And I think it's been cool to uncover some of those and learn about some new music ourselves, but also like put it on Bandcamp and let people listen to it.
So y'all are upstairs where the Zine Fest is being held. Well, you know, there's a lot of activation, a lot of energy here in the concourse for Record Swap Saturday. And hopefully if you're listening, you're having a fantastic Saturday. That would mean that you are not here. But if you feel like you want to come over here, give us a high five, or, you know, just hang out. You can come in and see us. This is our third year doing the Record Swap in collaboration with Crosstown Arts and Memphis Listening Lab. Drew, Dan, I'm delighted that y'all are here, and I don't want to talk people to death, but, you know, it's good to have two all-star native sons of Memphis, and each of you are both located in separate places. So this is a labor of love that you do to be able to preserve and share and give Memphis to the world in your different communities. So just for people at home, for context, we'll talk a little bit more, but I mean, where are each of you based now?
I'm in Chicago.
That's Drew.
I'm in Birmingham.
Oh, fantastic.
So
so y'all got some music coming up. Y'all wanna go ahead and crank it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Memphis Punk Archives taking over WYXR. You're listening to our favorite station, the station with the city soul, 91.7 FM. It's Record Swap Saturday. Let's play some music. Let's have some fun. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Memphis Punk Archive on WYXR FM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to the Memphis Punk Archive on WYXR.
You just heard Cop Out with Burned Up.
We've been playing a lot of songs.
Yeah, actually. That's not all that you heard. You heard a lot.
No, you heard a lot. We'll We'll post a playlist later on today. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we are at Memphis Punk Archive, and you can go to Bandcamp and hear all these songs we're playing at memphispunkarchive.bandcamp.com. Next up, we're going to play a song from a archival project that we've been working on that will be announced in the next 2 weeks or so. Memphis band from the mid to early to mid late aughts. You know them, you love them. They're called Nights Like These. I'm gonna go to the
offers to push you higher still. That wasn't tall enough. You still had something to prove. So you climbed onto my head. You crushed me.
You're listening to the Memphis Punk Archive on WYXR FM 91.7.
Why don't parties at my house tonight. Yellow fires line the walls. Parties at my house tonight. Who'd ever thought we'd rule the world at this rate? We're kids breaking all the rules in our own minds, never getting what we deserve. Let's go back to 85. Not regarding lines we cross to get there. I want to be seen more than anyone today. We'll take this fight to the end.
You're listening to the Memphis Punk Archive on 91.7 WYXR FM. Man, I'm tired. I gotta say.
We played a lot of songs.
Yeah, and all these songs are like a minute long. I don't know if any of y'all out there have ever tried to DJ off of a bunch of punk 7 inches, but it's hard work.
You gotta be on your toes for sure.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in here for a full day and we still got another, what,
20 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the archive a little bit. I think one of my favorite things about us doing this project is, you know, reminiscing and thinking about like times, nostalgia when we were younger, thinking about like going and playing shows at the Caravan, going and play shows at Skate Park of Memphis, which is, you know, that was our era of the Memphis punk scene, playing house shows at the Smith 7 House or wherever, Midtown House. But it's really been fun for me to interact with, like, you know, people that were from different eras of Memphis music and hearing their stories about playing shows and what they went through and all that stuff. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about it. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I get a little weary of the nostalgia and the rose tinted lens in which we look at the world sometimes.
Sure, it's not all great.
But I do like the community aspect of it. One of the things that I experienced growing up in the punk community in the late 90s, early 2000s here in Memphis is that it felt like there were a lot of bands around and they all shared members. But a lot of times they weren't aware of one another. So there were just like a lot of these little pockets going on. Like there's like the whole crew at the People's Temple, like with the Oscars and Jay Riotard and that whole like scene over there, I wasn't even really aware of.
No, you know, we weren't aware of it. We were in Cordova working at Cat's Music on Germantown Parkway in our own little Smith 7 world, you know?
Yeah, so it's been nice to dig into all this stuff and kind of just figure out where a lot of this came from. And I know a lot of this touches closely to me personally. I don't know, like a weird anecdote was I was vegan, like hardcore vegan for close to a decade, and I never really understood where a lot of that discipline or even like where that even came from, like why I decided to do that. And it was all very much born out of the punk scene because there was a lot of activism and things going on of that nature. And it's just been cool to dig back into some of these zines and publications and things that people were doing before the internet was a big thing and before social media, and just seeing what all the community got accomplished.
Yeah, you know? It's like, kind of crazy, like thinking back on how things are now with how quick you can do things on the internet and communicating with each other on text and whatnot. And it's like, it's crazy how some of the things came together pre-internet. It's incredible, honestly. I miss those days, obviously. But it's cool to be able to like bring it all together roundabout through what we're doing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It leaves behind an interesting slug trail of things. Like I love all the ephemera, you know, I just love graphics. I'm a sucker for it all. I think it's all great.
Yeah. Before we play some music to close this out, I want to thank JB and Robbie from WYXR for letting us do this, and appreciate the Crosstown Arts for bringing us out to do the digitizing on the Punk Archive. We're going to be here tomorrow at the Crosstown Concourse from 10 to 2. If you've got any old records, cassettes, CDs, flyers, printed like physical pictures or negatives, bring those. We'll scan them. We'll give them right back to you or digitize the music and we'll put it in the archive. We'll post it on Instagram. We'll put it on the Bandcamp, whatever it may be. But come check us out tomorrow, 10 to 2, Crosstown Concourse. And come check out the Record Swap too. It's going till 5. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Wizards!